You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Bear, look, there's no one here. There's no one here. See? It's just ENN. Bear gets very excited. Lot to do on tonight's ENN, by the way. And, I mean, during the commercial break, I'm sure Don was just overwhelmed thinking about tomorrow's list.
Oh, my God. This is going to be epic.
This is the second time in a row, by the way, that I've thrown a list at Don, and he instantly just goes, doing it tomorrow. Jam it up! I'm very proud of that.
So many. Five is just, there's going to be a lot left out.
I wasn't even thinking about Curb.
There's so many good things to choose from. Over years.
I
think you're not even thinking about right now.
Now, let me ask you a question, Don. Will you include the Bill Maher show as a show?
If you do, I'm not only am I going to not count the list, Don, I'm going to have you fired from the show. Yeah, I'll do everything I can.
You don't think that's a good show?
No, it's not about whether it's a good show or not.
I'm asking Peter.
It's not in the spirit.
It's a good show, but I mean, if anyone were to tell me what are your favorite HBO shows, and they would legit have that in the top five, I'd say, have you ever watched the network?
How about the Brian Gumbel vehicle?
Real sports? That's mm-hmm. in the same category. You could do another thing.
Yeah.
Best docu or slash news shows.
Because
Hard Knocks is genius, too.
How about the the Joe Buck vehicle?
No. No one's going to say that one.
Also, HBO documentaries.
HBO documentaries.
Oh, my God. But this will leave out the documentaries. This will leave out the Last Week Tonight, Real Time. Well, this
Real
is going to be actually scripted HBO shows.
Band of Brothers, does that count?
Though that's a miniseries. It wasn't in the same tradition. Like Chernobyl wouldn't be on there.
Well, you know what? There's not going to be a rain delay tomorrow because the game's indoors. But if you don't have Sex in the City in the top five, your list is fraudulent and shouldn't be counted.
Well, he's not going to because he didn't even watch it.
But that doesn't mean I can't include it.
Okay.
I'm glad it'll be considered. I understand its social significance.
Let me just say one thing about Sex and the City. When it came out, I did not have an interest in it, and I also thought the style of it was, like, annoying and weird. And
it is.
As the years have gone on, I have grown to have such a great appreciation for that show. It's such a well-done show.
There's not one of those four women that I'd want to hang out with, and I wouldn't want to hang out with Mr. Big either.
You're not a big guy? Were you an Aiden guy?
Aiden was okay. Aiden was
By the
okay.
way, Aiden was a great guy.
But, I mean, the women are, they don't have a redeeming quality amongst them.
Really?
Oh, didn't like any of them.
You don't like Samantha? You don't like, I mean, what's her face? Carrie?
No.
You think Carrie's a bad guy?
She's a clown.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Charlotte? Charlotte doesn't have a redeeming quality?
Too whiny for me.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, listen, Don, you got Oz to think about. You have Sopranos to think about. You have Curb Your Enthusiasm to think about.
Yeah.
Sex and the City to think about. I mean, in the new era, you know, Insecure is incredibly popular and beloved. That's just over the last several years.
Now, speaking of HBO shows, by the way, Bob Costas is going to be with us this Friday promoting his new HBO show.
Wait, Costas has a new HBO show?
Yeah, Back on the Record.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very excited about that.
Would you give us something for he and I to debate?
I'll think of something. Let me start off tonight by saying good evening to Michael.
I love bunts.
And let me say good evening to Don.
I have movements per day that gave more information than hers. I don't sit there and stare at it and take a picture of it. I flush it.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd also like to say good evening to Don again.
Do you believe in hell?
Good evening, Don.
I flush it.
Good evening, Don.
Blah, 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 blah.
He's so troubled.
Is that it? I think that's it. John. Oh, good evening to myself as well.
Well, with that, I could buy all the porridge in the world.
You really did a great job sounding like an elderly woman.
Thank you. Thank you, Don. I love you on the program. Michael, though, I'd like to say one thing, Michael.
I love the old.
I listen to the program and I watch you on the TV, and I just want to say what a horrific broadcaster you are.
Like flush. Andrew, how much does he sound like the old woman with the goiter in Seinfeld?
Yeah, you're right.
I guess Andrew left early.
Gandhi's love interest, right?
That was me, by the way, trying to do my best impression of the woman earlier who called Kathy, who she was like the evil Edith. Sounded nice, but was saying horrible things to Michael. Let's hear from Aaron Rodgers. He spoke today and said that his holdout had nothing to do with the hiring of Matt LaFleur.
I had talked to Matt after the deal had already been in place to hire him as coach. I wasn't part of that conversation. You know, let's just make that completely clear. I do love Matt, and we've had a blast together, and I'm glad he's here. But it's decisions like that that have happened over and over and over again that make me realize that the organization looks at me and my job is just to play. In my opinion, based on what I've accomplished in this league, the way I care about my teammates, the way I show up in the locker room, the way I lead, the way I conduct myself in the community, you should tie myself to a little bit more input. The rules, you know, are the same for most people, but every now and then there's some outliers, you know, guys who've been in an organization for 17 years and won a few MVPs where they can be in conversations at a different higher level. I'm not asking for anything that other great quarterbacks across the last few decades have not gotten.
I got to tell you, his tone when he talks is often very nozzly, but he didn't say anything there that I actually disagree with. If I'm being honest, he's not wrong. Well, 17 years with the team, multiple MVPs, a Super Bowl win, keeping them relevant every single season, beloved by the fans, as far as we can tell, beloved by teammates. It does make sense that he would be able to be in those conversations.
True. But should he make the decisions? That's what I wonder.
That's where the conversation really would be interesting to find out what happened.
And what are the examples of a quarterback having everything run through them?
Well, does he want everything run through him, or does he want, like, hey, our draft pick, here's what we're considering. Any thoughts on this? Like, did he get that?
If they went to him and said, we're thinking of taking Jordan Love, any thoughts on it? Come on.
Well, maybe he'd argue it with them, and maybe they'd still pick Jordan Love.
Like, flush it.
But there's a difference between having the argument and saying, sorry, Aaron, this is what we're doing, and literally radio silence, we just drafted a quarterback with our first round pick. That is different.
Well, yeah, but I just don't know the answer.
I don't think you could trust him.
Trust him in what way?
He'll leak it to the media. And then a team that might not have thought they were going to take Jordan Love might grab him before you. You can't tell players this stuff because then players tell their agents and agents curry favor by calling up the Glazers and the Schefters of the world and the Rappaports.
Rappaport?
No. Ian. Michael.
Oh, very different social media presence. Let's hear from A-Raj again. He explains his rift with Green Bay in his own words.
Green Bay isn't, you know, a huge vacation destination. People are coming here to play with me, play with our team, and knowing that they can win a championship here. And the fact that I haven't been used in those discussions was one I wanted to change moving forward. And I felt like based on my years, the way I can still play, that should be a natural part of the conversation. As that progressed from that point, nothing really changed on that front. So we got into March, and the conversation changed. As I felt like, if you can't commit to me past 2021, and I'm not a part of recruiting process and free agency, if I'm not a part of the future, then instead of letting me be a lame duck quarterback, if you want to make a change and move forward, then go ahead and do it. That obviously didn't happen. Like I said, it wasn't a draft day thing. There were conversations for a number of months leading up to that. Post the draft, I think what basically happened was then they said, we'll give you some money now. Let's see if we can throw some money at you. I said from the start it wasn't about the money. Obviously, I didn't show up for the offseason program or mini camp. To me, it was bigger than this. It was about trying to be a resource for the organization, care about and love so much.
So?
But I know I'm being semantics guy, but what is he saying recruitment? Why would the organization stop you from recruiting? What he's saying is, I want to choose the free agents. I want you to let me pick the guys that I play with.
Basically, yeah.
And should he? And how many other quarterbacks have that? Tom Brady? Did Drew Brees pull every string in New Orleans? I'm asking. I'm not telling. I'm asking. Because he said other quarterbacks of his ilk. I know Brady orchestrated a lot of the moves in Tampa. But
I think Peter hit on it earlier. Maybe it was you, Don. They're all jealous of the power of the NBA players. It doesn't work in the NFL. They're all fungible. Quarterbacks are less fungible than most. But, I mean, Kevin Durant and LeBron James are singular talents. You have to cater to them and do what they want. That they're jealous of that. They see it happening in real time, right before them. They want the same power. Football's different.
The weird part is, I would say that football is different and players can't make a team good. The funny thing is Aaron Rodgers is one of the rare exceptions.
Yeah. But
he actually makes a team good on his own.
But here's the difference between the two sports is that no matter how old LeBron James is, there's never really a situation where the Lakers are going to draft his heir apparent and force LeBron out. Like, that doesn't happen in the NBA. It wouldn't have to happen. Because even if they drafted somebody that was like him, his position, they can play together. What really rubbed Aaron Rodgers the wrong way is they drafted his replacement. And instead of drafting somebody he wanted, like a wide receiver, they drafted his replacement.
Well, here's something we also have to consider. And this is not to disparage him in any way, because he's one of the greatest of all time. He's been to one Super Bowl in 17 years. He's not Tom Brady. He doesn't have that right that Tom Brady has. One in 17 years. Good teams, too.
I mean, how good?
Pretty good.
Hey, Don.
Yes?
Larry Sanders Show.
I'm telling you.
Oh, boy.
This is going to be...
You didn't think about that, did you?
This is... First of all, it's a lose-lose for me. Number one, it's going to keep me up all night.
Yep.
To just come up with the top five. And there is no way it'll be uncontroversial. This is going to just, people are going to go nuts. Because there's no universal top five.
No, there's not. Think about the people, think about the millions of people that would all easily have Game of Thrones number one, and you probably won't even have it in your top five. Think about that. Man.
Sopranos has to be number one, right, Don?
I don't like to give any information out, Michael. Kind of spoils the fun of it.
Yeah, okay. No, you want to win.
I know you're not on and you want to sabotage everything that we will do tomorrow while the Yankee game is going on.
Correct.
But I won't have it. I flush
you really think I want to sabotage? I mean, you know, I'll just leave the show right now if that's what you
really
believe.
Here we go with the threats. So stop.
You are Aaron Rodgers.
Was this that big of a deal that you're going to walk?
Like, because you're saying that I'm sabotaging the show?
Michael
what
is
animal
the,
says that.
I don't think you want the show to be good tomorrow until you come on.
That's not true. The ratings still count.
Michael's the kind of guy that, like, Don, imagine if Nancy, you know, when you say, Nancy says, hey, Don, you left the toilet seat up. And you go, you know what? I'm leaving. Enough is enough. I'm going straight to the lawyer's office.
Especially think about what he was asking. I'm going to have a big top five tomorrow. And I'm going to tease it by giving number one?
6 feet under.
That's
another
Ed Wood.
Epic.
Ed Wood.
Epic.
I never watched Ed Wood. How mage? I've heard very mage.
I don't think Michael saw a second of it either. He just knows it as a show.
Which one?
Deadwood.
Not a second.
Supposed to be great.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's hear from Adam Schefter, who was on with Greeny earlier on where
Shefty.
Things...
He likes being called Schefty.
Let's hear from Schefty earlier. He was on with Greeny, and he talked about the Deshaun Watson situation and other teams' interest or not?
Houston has not actively engaged other teams at all, at all. And so other teams, as much as they would love Deshaun Watson, and they would, are in this situation. Deshaun Watson has maintained his innocence, and he very well may turn out to be right, depending on what the police and NFL investigation turns up. But what if it doesn't go that way? And what if there's a GM out there that's traded 2-3 first-round picks, players, whatever the Texans want, for a player who all of a sudden is unavailable due to how this case was investigated and ruled upon? So I think other teams are hesitant to trade for Deshaun Watson right now.
Well, I think you've got to be a lunatic to trade for him. Lunatic. Lunatic.
It's not like you could do your own investigation.
You just have to sit there and wait now?
That's it.
Now, we have our own, not nearly as bad, not nearly as bad, but we have our own controversy here with the New York Jets and Zach Wilson and offset language, and he's not at camp. And C.J. Mosley was on Barton Hahn earlier. Here's Mosley's thoughts on Wilson not being at camp yet.
The NFL is a business. That's all I can say with that. I know from what I've seen from him at OTAs, you know, he wants to be here. I mean, when he gets here, he's going to get here. You know, I can only say so much about that because I'm not in his situation. But at the end of the day, the NFL is a business, and everybody's going to work things out. Once you get here, you're going to keep things rolling.
So, what's he going to say?
What else is he going to say?
It's also, I thought Danny from Long Island brought up a good point earlier. It's not like people that are unvaccinated are the only people that could spread it. Vaccinated people could spread it too. So to place the blame on the unvaccinated, it's really a slippery slope. I don't know how you win a lawsuit if somebody decides to sue.
I'd like to see it happen just so we have some precedent on it.
But think about this. So everybody's saying the reason you get vaccinated is for others, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can still spread the virus even if you're vaccinated. The only the vaccination is really for you so that you don't get hospitalized and get really sick. Those that don't want to get vaccinated, they're in the same boat. They could get it, and they could spread it to people just like the people that are vaccinated, and they think they're going to survive it. Maybe they won't. Maybe they go to the hospital. Maybe they die. But think about it. I guess that's the thinking for people that aren't vaccinated. I'm not – people keep saying doing it for other people, but even those that are vaccinated could spread it to people that aren't.
With all due respect, Michael, what are you talking about?
I'm saying that even if you're vaccinated, you could spread it. So we keep saying everybody should be vaccinated, not just for ourselves, but for others. But even if you're vaccinated, that doesn't stop you from spreading it.
No.
I think what Peter's saying is that nothing in the actualities that were played had anything to do with the subject.
I mean, does that have anything? We played a Zach Wilson cut about.
Dear God.
I'm sorry. It was the elephant in the room. We had to acknowledge it. I understand where Michael's coming from because a lot of C.J. Mosley's sound was about vaccination, but he was talking about Zach Wilson. So it kind of came out from left field when you brought it.
You know what? Maybe I shouldn't be on the show anymore.
I don't know if that's necessary.
Maybe I shouldn't be.
You would have done the same thing to me. I couldn't just let you
keep going.
No,
maybe I shouldn't be on the show anymore. Maybe I've outlived my usefulness. That
no,
could be it.
I don't think that's what it is.
No, that could be it.
No, in fact, this is why you're useful. That will do it for ENN on this Wednesday, July 28th.
Yeah, it might be time for me to go. See you, everybody. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.